وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين على سرر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما وأصحاب اليمين ما
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So dear brothers and sisters, first of all, allow me to apologize for the delay. It was not intended. Everything, of course, happens for a reason. But what we'll do is, instead of having our normal program and instead of covering our normal topic, today I'm going to just speak very briefly about the importance of this day, the day that we're in. This is one of the special days of the year when it comes to special spiritual significance. It's called Dahwul Ard, or the day that the earth spread. Allow me, brothers and sisters, to mention what Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam has said about this day. Once one of the Shia went for a meal. He was young at this time, a child at this time, and he went with his father, and he was a guest of Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam. He says that Imam Ar-Ridha explained that today is the day where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and Nabi Isa, both of them were born on this day. In addition to that, he explained that the Kaaba, that the earth appeared from under the Kaaba and it spread on this day. If you look at some of the other ahadith that talk about fasting on this day, some of them say that fasting today is the equivalent of fasting for 70 years. Some of the ahadith, this is again from Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam, said this is one of the days where it's possible that the Imam of the time returns. So it's a very, very important day, a very special day, with certain wonderful du'as that you and I, we can make benefit of and we can be reciting. But the thing which has been most recommended is to actually perform the ziyarah of Al-Imam Ar-Ra'uf, Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. Out of all of the things, all of the a'mal that we could be doing today, when you look at the recommendations, the one that's the highest on the list is actually performing the ziyarah of Imam Ar-Ridha. And it's not too late, brothers and sisters. This is actually something that we can still do. We can all, from where we are, say, Assalamu alayk Ya Abul Hasan. That's something we can do. But I wanted to talk a little bit about what it means to be Ra'uf. As you've noticed, brothers and sisters, there's a lot in this month that have to do with Imam al-Ridha, both the birth of the Imam himself, his sister. Wednesday was the day where it was a special day for doing his ziyara. And today, as I mentioned, the best of the actions that we can do is to perform ziyara of that Ra'uf Imam. So let me talk a little bit about the Imam. What happens is, our Imam is called Ra'uf. And we might translate that in a way where it's similar to the word Rahim, where actually there is a difference in the Arabic language between these two words. Rahim and Ra'uf, both of them are someone who's merciful, who's kind. But what happens is someone might be Rahim, but they might not be Ra'uf. The difference they tell us is this, that if someone is Rahim, they are merciful. But there's a slight difference between them and the person who's Ra'uf. The person who's Ra'uf can't bear even the slightest suffering of the person who is coming to them for assistance, for help, who needs their assistance. Whereas the person who's Rahim, they're merciful, but they might be able to put up with that. So let me give you an example. Let's say there was a doctor or a dentist who was merciful. He was kind, but he wasn't Ra'uf. He might know that the patient, in order for him to cure his patient, that somebody's coming to his dental practice, he needs to take out their tooth, for instance. He needs to perform an operation. And he would tell them that, look, it's going to hurt, but I've got to pull your tooth. It's going to be painful, but it's in your own best interest. And then with a steady hand, they would do that while the other person was squirming and they were uncomfortable because he knew what was in their interest. So he's Rahim, he's merciful. That's different than being Ra'uf, where I can't even bear the slightest pain and difficulty of the person who is coming to me. So what happens is Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam has referred to his father in this way when he says that salams on the Imam who is Ra'uf. So the question might come to mind, all of the a'immah alayhim as-salam were Ra'uf. Why would we call this Imam Ra'uf out of all of the Imams? Allama Tabatabai explains this mystery for us. What he tells us is that the mercy of Imam al-Ridha, the reason why he's called Ra'uf, is that his mercy is tangible, brothers and sisters. His mercy is tangible. And for all of us, those of us who are here who wish we could be visiting our Imam in person, and for all of the Shia and the lovers and the muhibbin of the Ahlul Bayt all over the world, we can make this dua that inshallah, by the right of Imam Ridha, that Allah remove the coronavirus and that we're able to visit our Imam in person, inshallah. Now, just to emphasize this point and then remind brothers and sisters again to make that ziyara, to say, even to connect with the Imam, even in English, to say a few lines to the Imam, to read those famous or short even ziyarat. Let me just start off with a story, or end actually with a story of the Imam. There was a man named Riyan bin Salt. So Riyan said that he was going to go back to Iraq. He lived in Iraq. But he had come and he was able to visit the Imam, and now he's going to leave. And he said that, I made a mental note to myself to ask the Imam for something. He said that, I want to ask him for two things. One of them is, I would like a shirt that was on, a shirt meaning the libas, that was on the Imam himself. I would like that libas to use as a kafan, something that he wore. I want that barakah when I'm in the grave. I want that barakah from the clothing of the Imam that he wore. The other thing he thought, he said that, I have daughters and I'd like to get some silver, but anywhere you can find silver, I'd like some silver from Imam al-Ridha, and that as a gift to take back and make some rings for my daughters. He says, I went to see the Imam, I was sitting with the Imam, and then it became time to go. And when it came time to go, the idea of being away from the Imam, now that I've gotten used to being able to talk to him, to visit him, to do the ziyara, to see him in person, this is too tough to bear. He said, I was overwhelmed with emotions and I just started crying. Finally, I said my farewell and I departed. And then he says, as I was leaving, the Imam told me, he said, Riyan, he said, come back. He said, isn't it the case that you wanted to ask me for something? You wanted to ask me for a shirt that I wear, one of the libas that I would wear, some of the, and also some silver for your daughters? And Riyan said, yes, it's true. He said, I just got so overwhelmed. He said, the Imam took the shirt off of his back, the libas off, he took that off and he gave it to Riyan, and he also reached under his sajada and he gave him the silver pieces. So brothers and sisters, we're with this Imam. We're talking to this Imam. And inshallah, his ra'afa, his mercy and his kindness will extend all of us, those of us who are over here who really wish we could go and we could see him. Inshallah, we end with that, brothers and sisters. May Allah provide assistance to the believers wherever they are in the world. May He provide assistance to the madlumeen wherever they are in the world. May He make us amongst the best soldiers and best servants of the living Imam. May He protect all of the maraja and especially the leader, Imam Khamenei. May He make what was said and heard a small step in His coming. By the right of Imam al-Ridha. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات